was visiting with a family earlier, I guess it was last week, I believe, and they were speaking about their vacation, a few young kids. They kind of took a little tour around the U.S., or kind of central U.S. And on the way back, one of the last things they did is they stopped off at, I believe it was in Texas, and did a tour of a cave. I don't know if any of you have ever toured a cave. You go into a big hole in the ground, kind of opens up into usually particular caverns, kind of neat to see all the particular creations that are there. Usually part of one of those bigger tours, if you've ever been on one, at some point in time, they usually turn out the lights. They really kind of give you the opportunity to recognize just the darkness. Because we enter into a place where there is no light. There is no, there's not the sun. And our eyes, of course, need light to be able to function, to be able to pick out particular objects and to put them together. So it's always kind of a neat time, and of course the tour guides always kind of tease a little bit about leaving the lights off and seeing if you can figure your way of getting out. There's always a nice sense of hope when they flip the lights back on. You can see again, you can kind of follow the path on the way out. Just as St. Paul says there beautifully in that reading, and just as I started out with, the invitation to live and to walk by faith and not by sight. Many of us, of course, throughout life, gift of our eyes and sight, we were able to see and notice things and to learn what we see, be able to make sense and pick out particular truths as we use our senses. And hopefully, the same exact thing is also happening with our faith, that as we desire to live out of our faith, that we also, too, are learning to trust in God, to believe in the particular things that He has said to us, that He has taught to us, that we too may become believers, that we too may live our life by faith and not just by what we see. We can look at the readings today kind of with that particular idea of the desire to live by faith and not by sight. As we hear in that first reading, faith speaks to us and shares to us that God has created each and every one of us at the beginning of time. So we were all created with Him at the beginning of creation. He knew us. And at a particular time, He has chosen to take us as He speaks of breaking the top piece of a branch and planting it. He chose us in a particular time, particular era, to plant us. And then allowing us to grow. A desire that God wants us to grow. He wants us to become big enough to provide protection and care for others. A desire for us to continue to follow Him and to know Him. A desire for us to grow and to bear fruit. So we believe that God is the one who has created us. Believe in a trust and a faith that God desires for us to grow and to bear fruit. And also, particular faith that we believe is that our life and our purpose comes from God. If we are rooted and planted in Him, then He is present with us. And He gives us all the understanding, He gives us all the nutrients, He gives us everything that we need to live out a faithful life following Him. But also, too, particularly in the gospel reading as well, Jesus is speaking on the Sermon on the Mount, and He is speaking of the kingdom of heaven, and speaking of truths of the kingdom of heaven for us who belong to that kingdom. And that kingdom is here and now. And so by faith, we recognize that we might not necessarily understand, but the power of believing and trusting. But just we hear is that farmer who plants the seed in the ground doesn't necessarily know how, but the seed grows. Maybe even too, us as well, as the seed of faith is planted within us. And the encouragement for us to walk by faith and not by sight. Trusting that the faith is growing within us. Now, many times just being attentive to the voices that might say that we have no faith. The voices that say faith isn't growing. There are voices that speak to us that maybe say we don't need faith in this world. Just walk by sight. worry about walking with faith, and recognizing that those, again, are not God's voice. So truly believing that our faith, God has planted in our own heart, that he has planted us, and that it is growing. So trusting and believing that our faith in God is growing each and every day, and desiring to tap into that and to live out of it. Also very beautifully as well, that in some sense, small mustard seed that Jesus speaks of as well, that the smallest of seeds, it grows into a large bush that even birds can come into. The truth that God has given each and every one of us particular gifts and talents. He has given to us everything that we need in life. There is nothing lacking. We are made in his likeness and image complete. So being able to believe that we have everything that we need, and recognizing that these gifts and talents that God has given to us are meant to grow into something beautiful, to be able to provide, again, protection, care, and direction to others in this world. So having faith that I am made in God's likeness and image, having faith that he has given to me something particular that he has given no one else, and having faith that I can tap into those gifts and talents that God has given to me, allow them to bear fruit through me. Maybe some of you have come to recognize the gift of leadership. Maybe some of you have come to recognize the gifts of compassion. Maybe some of you have come to recognize the gifts of teaching. Maybe some of you have come to recognize the gift of prudence. Maybe the gift of mercy. Different gifts and talents that God has given to you that he desires for you to use, to bear fruit in this world. Having faith that God has might have given to you something small, but he will bring it and turn it into something big if we allow it, right? If we believe in him with our own faith that we have in him as well. So finally, to put these particular things in perspective, it is, as I mentioned, the light, the sun, that allows our eyes to see. In using that same particular image, what allows our faith to see? What allows our faith to grow? And it is recognizing the presence of the Holy Spirit, of course, the third person of the Trinity, that is present here with us today. That if we are attentive to the Holy Spirit, it is just as if there is light that allows our eyes to see. If we are truly attentive to the Holy Spirit that is present with us, then our faith is able to bear fruit. We are able to trust and to continue to grow in faith if the Spirit is there present, which illumines our faith, which gives us courage to trust in our faith. If we believe that the Spirit is present with us, leading us and illuminating us. So, again, as we go out through this particular week, and just being attentive to your own faithfulness, how am I daily walking by faith and not just by sight? How am I, just as we hear at the end of the gospel there, Jesus says that he continued to share everything with his disciples in private. Maybe your particular daily prayer is your private time with the Lord. And each of us are his disciples. So even too, do you have faith that he is continuing to unpack and to share his mystery with you today? And wants to continue to unpack and to share, because nothing is hidden with God. He desires to illuminate and bring all of it into completion, or to our understanding, or opportunity for us to live in. So I encourage you to invite the Holy Spirit in recognizing the light of the Spirit with you each day. Allow the Lord to continue to deepen your faith, deepen your trust in him, that we may daily walk by faith and not by sight.
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.